A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. My name is Joel.
My name is Jackson.
And my name is Earl.
Trying to be a better person.
And here on Plumbing the Death Star, we ask the important questions, like, and let me tell you, this is important as fuck. So actually, I'll back it up a little bit. Yeah. On Plumbing the Death Star, we ask important questions, and a lot of the time they just come from us, but sometimes we're like, hey, listeners of the show,
yeah, what do you
what
think
important about- questions you got kicking around? Yeah. And this time, yeah. The Macaroni Prince on the Sans Pants Radio Discord, yeah, hit us with this.
Yeah, the kind, a question that I imagine is scrawled on his walls.
What do we do, yeah, if the ocean gets a skin like custard?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Second of all, why are we doing this? Two questions that we both, everyone, listeners, us, yeah, just ask ourselves.
That's cool. A brand new pop culture podcast. Never listened to this one. I love pop culture. I love movies and comics and TV shows and songs.
Yeah.
What's this?
Is this a reference to a book?
No.
Nah.
No, it's just,
it'd just be a fucked up thing that happened.
So, okay.
So we wake up one day, mm-hmm, and we turn on, I don't know, the news.
Yeah.
We don't live by the sea, so yeah, we wouldn't see it firsthand.
This someone just tells
this
us.
Just then.
Honestly, to be honest, how would we find out is the first question.
Weirdo is how, yeah, I would find out. And I'd be like, what the fuck do they mean?
TikTok.
I would be.
A friend might message me.
Yeah.
I would be looking at TikTok. Mm. And sorry, Twitter. Even though you are significantly, yeah, older than me, Joel Zammit, yeah, so much older. Like, our age gap, yeah, is disgusting.
I know.
So I'm old, but you are so old. Even though you are a bit older than me, Joel Zammit, yeah, I'm not a TikTok guy, but, yeah, you're a TikTok,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm a, yeah, like, I'll check Twitter. I'm like, oh, that's a fucked up thing that happened. Yeah. But I think that if I got served with the sea has a custard skin,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like hashtag ocean custard. Yeah. I'd be like, what?
I think I'd see it
in like a meme first on Instagram, right, like one of them surreal memes that I'd think would be a joke. Like it's Garfield, yeah, but he's deep fried and it's got the caption, when the sea be custard.
Yeah.
I would be like, huh.
Okay.
And then later I'd see it on the news and be like, wow, the meme was real.
You would see it on the news, would you? You'd like, you watch the news?
I watch the news every day.
Oh, yeah. Which news?
I need to stay informed. The Channel 9 news.
The Channel 9 news.
Okay. Yeah. Who's the host?
What time is it on?
7:30 report.
Different show.
Well, a different
shit
channel.
No, yeah, I would see it. I would see it on Twitter as well, probably. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't. How? At what point would you be like, no? Like, at what point you'd be like, it's happened?
Well, I would need to, like, so, okay, this is, I think, the big question. What is the skin made of? Because if they're like, ocean has skin like custard, and there's nothing else in the article, I will be like, I guess I got to see this for myself. But if, like, I'm looking to science to tell me what the skin
first
is
off,
comprised
right,
of.
So, now this is maybe you're going to call me a weird freak.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I'm ready.
But look,
locked and loaded.
So maybe you're going to be like, you're a disgusting little pig of a man.
Yeah.
And you make me physically want to vomit.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's uh-huh, disgusting. So yeah. I don't like hot custard. If I am eating custard,
you want it to be cold.
It'll be cold.
Cold custard.
I can't remember the last time I had hot custard.
I like them both, actually.
I eat yogurt, which is chocolate custard. But I can't remember the last time I had yogurt either.
I would not want to heat up Yogo.
No, don't heat up like Yogo.
Chuck Yogo in a saucepan. Turn it on. Delicious. No, yeah.
I do not like hot custard.
I can't remember the last time I ate custard full stop.
Yeah, yeah. Custard fucking rolls. Yeah, I love custard. Anyway.
I bet you do.
So what
was
it?
Yeah, so, yeah, so yeah. Jackson Bailey loves custard.
So I tend to...
Water's wet.
What is a custard skin? Because I don't really have... I'm assuming custard skin happens
when
you have a hot
custard.
Well, it's
like a soup skin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that. It's basically just like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just like a skin.
Or like when milk is like...
Gets a bit of a skin.
It's a bit of a skin.
Yeah. Or just like, when a liquid has a skin.
When you're heating up milk, I guess.
So wait, is it... Okay. Because that, the skin on custard and like milk and stuff like that and soup... Like, it's not strong.
No. So, on news reports, or, like, when I click on the what the fuck, and I hit the, you know how on Twitter, like, news articles, it's like, comment, like, retweet, what the fuck, and you hit what the fuck, and then it brings up more information.
Yeah.
So, I hit that what the fuck button.
Yeah, and if they were, like...
And it would be, like, a one-minute clip being, like, probably from the BBC, being, like...
Ocean high skin.
Scientists are left in disbelief here in England.
Yeah, just
we are here in England, and we
has the soup skin made them fucked. What happened? Just,
like a British reporter, like crouching down, sort of like doing a squat in a kind of like that beige overcoat. Yeah.
Here at the
like,
BBC, we can't figure out what is happening here, but the sea appears to have skin like custard.
Here we are, reporting from Brighton Beach. The ocean appears to have formed some kind of skin like an ocean. We are asking the locals if maybe it was the pause fault.
Yeah.
So,
in my hands, I have skin of the ocean like a custard.
And those in the studio, I just cannot believe what I'm seeing.
If you follow me quite closely, here we are at the shore. If you look at these waves, you can see... The skin of the ocean crashing into the sand.
Folds of custard skin.
Once again,
lining
we need to ask ourselves, is this because we gave too much welfare to the poor?
That's classic BBC.
Classic BBC.
We're bumping up television licenses, a thing that is, frankly, fucked up for
Full
anyone
on absurd.
To anyone outside. Free to air television, it costs you money to own a TV.
No, I think that's actually pretty good because then, like, England gets a lot of good funding and they get the BBC.
And we absolutely piss that funding away. I mean, BBC is getting shut down, I believe.
It's a really good system. I wish Australia had it. Otherwise, we get crap like what we do. You know, we get shit.
We do have terrible television.
Terrible. Yeah, but how often do you watch TV? Got them. When was the last time you watched free-to-air television?
I watch free-to-air TV sometimes.
Well, the reason why is because we have no funding. It's all bullshit. We should have
I like
a
The Doghouse. That's a good show.
What's that?
It's like a reality show where this, like a Lost Dogs Home style thing, they match families with like rescue dogs.
Yeah,
it's really cute.
Cool.
It rolls.
I imagine that's a TV show that's made to make you cry.
Yeah, sometimes. The families are fucked up and it's just good to see a little dog.
Yeah. Oh my God, that family's so fucked up. That's making me sad to look at. Oh, and they're getting a small dog.
Yes.
But then you got to think that like in a week, they're going to be still fucked up and clean up dog shit.
Yeah. But not me.
No, that's true.
Either way, the TV lesson's good. Anywho.
Yeah.
So looked up, how does custard form a skin?
Mm-hmm.
And so a thin... It's got to be so a thin, dry skin forms on the surface of puddings because as the mixture is heated, two things happen. Water evaporates and proteins and sugars become more concentrated. Together, this results in a dry barrier
is the
on
war-
the liquid
is it-
surface. So I guess we had a heat wave.
Yeah, the ocean got too hot.
Yeah. But global warming
happened.
Yeah.
But then the proteins and sugars. So did it melt like a whale, but a big one?
Well, what if we...
And it may...
Ocean, there was a huge whale.
In the ocean, there was very big whales that all got melted.
The
and
ocean
the protein...
boiled the whale like an ice cube.
It's also good to imagine because the B-roll footage would just be like scientists
just
in like go
like cooking a whale in the middle of the ocean. Here's where we believe the origin of the big whale was.
Science has always believed the existence of this big whale. But we're frankly shocked to see it cooked.
Where's the sugar come
Why'd
from?
Why'd the ocean get so hot? Is it hot now?
No, it's cooled down.
Yeah,
it's
cooled down. The ocean cooled down. Is it? Should we be worried that the ocean can get really hot? And really
I think
cold?
If the ocean gets big whale's skin like custard, yes, we should be worried.
Yeah, I would assume if it was just like, if it was one big whale, I would assume that the whale did something to make it hot.
Yeah.
And now that it's dead, it's cooling
never
gonna down.
Never going to happen again.
Ate a bomb or something.
Yeah, and so then, I mean, that's a lot of surface area for one big whale.
Would that fuck up? Like, if you were in a boat, what happened to you?
It's like, because again, it's a thin, dry skin. So it's thin.
Yeah.
So it'd be like,
well,
going
the
through,
boat
like,
would tear through it. You've seen custard skin in real life. You can fix custard skin by stirring.
Well, I don't know. I just, maybe on a grander scale, it gets would thicker. It, I don't know.
Would it churn? Because the earth, well, I guess the earth rotates.
Yeah.
Or tides and shit.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Surely, the ocean doesn't sit still.
I'm imagining the ocean, like, so
it's
like.
A lot of custard skin on the beaches.
So, yeah, like a pimple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is like I'm liquid there. Underneath mm-hmm. skin. And like, I'm imagining
or a
kind
boil.
Of. A, yeah, I'm imagining kind of this. Or a blister, same shit.
Yeah.
Imagining the same thing. So like the ocean's moving, but it's not breaking the skin.
Yeah. It's kind of rippling almost.
Oh, like a grass pimple. You seen that?
What the fuck is a grass pimple?
Yeah, so cool.
It's like when the area gets real flooded. There's a lot of water and there's nowhere for like the water to go.
Yeah.
So the water goes like underneath this like lawn. Mm. And so they form this like this big water puddle under a lawn and you got to kick it.
Mm-hmm.
You poke it with a stick.
Yeah.
And the water gushes out like a big grass.
Except, but it's also not because if you poke it, there's no pressure under it.
Yeah. Well, you got to poke it and then you got to push down.
No, but on the ocean, there's no pressure in the ocean. It's just the ocean. What would it taste like?
It depends. Is it whale? Because if so, a bit whaley.
We need to come to some kind of consensus as to what this skin is.
Yeah, because you got to. So again, it's
sugars. Let's assume rather than sugars and proteins,
what
that
else
it's
makes skin.
Well, imagine it's just like salts and because if the ocean got really hot, like it's the same way if you evaporate salty water, you're gonna get
like a film. Yeah.
Let's just pretend that the salt and proteins did the same thing. And protein, fish protein?
Yeah. There's protein in meat, I guess.
So the ocean got hot, heaps of fish died. And then the salt evaporated, cooled down again, skin.
And then we got to deal with it.
Could be algae.
Okay,
so this is maybe the most plausible way.
Yeah,
we'll go through.
Could
them.
Happen.
Yeah.
Because if like an algae bloom happens, but the algae bloom is shaped in a way where they're connected, where it's very like closely connected, so it forms like a layer on top of the ocean, and that's it. Well, that yeah,
yeah.
Well, okay,
yeah,
like a skin, like well, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah,
like check how it sounds. Science believes that it was algae that has caused this global phenomenon.
Yeah,
why
well, if that happens,
newsreader sounds so depressed. Like your newsreader is like 3 beats away from eating a shotgun.
Okay, fine. Scientists believe.
No, he's a kids show.
Hey there, kids! The ocean's covered in algae. Spell it with me, kids. ALGUE. I think.
Definitely not. There's no you.
How did you get that past the Board of Education?
They don't check.
Well, if the BBC says it's like an algae, then I guess I'm like, gross. Oh, okay. It'll go eventually, I guess. Neat.
Wait, how do you spell it? Oh, ALGAE, right?
Yes. Got it. Well done. Nailed it.
Thankfully you watched that kid's show that told you this.
1, 2, 3, 4. ALGAE.
But yeah, so if I would just be like, well.
I'd be like, that's fucked.
Okay. But I would. That wouldn't seem notable. I mean, it wouldn't be like.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. The ocean is solid, or at least that's what it looked like to onlookers this morning when they emerged from their seaside houses. Scientists were quick to the scene and have realized that this global phenomenon was caused by algae.
That's right.
Algae.
An unprecedented algae bloom.
Yeah.
And then within weeks, it'll dissipate and you can carry on with your lives.
With the algae, though, it depends on what kind of algae it is.
Yeah.
Because if it's skin like a custard, is it transparent or is it like, Is it can is
it's
solid,
the same color as a custard, a skin of a custard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like is it transparent or not? Because it's like going in or not, because that will affect, I guess, like the temperature of the ocean. And also,
all this may seem harmless. It's cut out all the light from the ocean, meaning that all the fish will die.
Yeah. Well, not, I don't think they'll die. It'll just be more lower the temperature.
Or
and all the fish will be a bit. If you're a fish, maybe pack a light jacket.
Invest in a jumper.
Like, it'll spook some dolphins and whales when they like surfers.
They'll come to the surface, eat the algae.
They might drown.
Yeah,
if like a lot of algae gets into them blowholes.
Let's interpret.
Something's got to go in there.
Yeah, dude, you're telling me. Let's interpret the question like this.
Okay.
What if we woke up one day and the ocean was custard?
And there was a skin on it.
And a skin on it, yeah.
Fuck that humanity has maybe, what, weeks? I think Earth's dead, guys. Guys.
When I went to sleep last night, Earth was still alive. And guys. I woke up this morning and Earth's dead.
Is there anything you want to do before you die? Because, like, look, I
reckon, Now's the time.
How much?
We got zero plans for the future right now. You got savings? I don't even know if money means anything, because who's even taking the money?
How much?
What do you want to do?
How much hydration is there in custard?
Okay. Not a lot.
Surely a bit.
Well, now you got a lot of dead fish and life and crabs in custard.
Seafood custard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like in a pinch, like say you're...
Is it the ocean or is it the like freshwater lakes?
It's the ocean. Lakes are still good.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what happens when custard evaporates? Yeah, what happens?
Clogs the clouds.
The clouds.
Custard clouds.
Clouds get heavier.
Dropping big wet slops of custard down on the people.
Yeah. Clouds just like, they lower. They look, you know, they're very weighted.
They're solid now.
Yeah.
That's not good. A lot of plane crashes.
Yeah.
What used to be open air.
Watching a plane fly into a cloud and then not come out the other side because it hit the custard is so funny.
Just watching, like, because now the clouds just going lower and just like hitting a building.
Sliding down the side of the skyskyper.
I miss when the ocean wasn't custard, if I'm honest.
I miss when our Earth wasn't dead.
I miss when things were normal.
Good morning and breaking news. Earth is dead.
Earth, and my producers have said I'm allowed to say this, as fucked.
Once again, we've ruined the only planet that we are living on.
Oh no.
Do we have a backup plan?
Oh,
Let me just quickly check in with the studio. No, we're fucked.
It's good to just imagine that montage. You know, like at the start of any disaster movie where it's like all of the news reporters are saying it, but each one in their own language is saying we're fucked.
Because this is like, the fish are dead. Like that takes a lot of what happens when there's no fish?
It is.
Fish markets closed.
You can't
seafood
get a good
buffet
salmon,
done.
Fisherman's basket sucks.
Fisherman's friends still exist because they're mints. Calamari, can't get it.
Unless,
calamari rings, thing of the past.
Octopuses quickly get up and run to the
Well,
to
that's
the
what their legs are for.
Could an octopus survive on custard?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Well, no, because the thing with pretty much anything under the sea.
Yeah.
And also, how instant was this change?
Also,
like that.
Like
what time?
1:05 a.m.
Okay.
Okay, so people also have got to die.
Yeah. Because I just keep imagining a bunch of guys in a fishing boat and someone looking out the shore and being like, I reckon I can run for it. And just.
Okay, quick question. How quickly can the fish evolve?
Not that quick. Not quick enough.
Well, that's like thinking that if a person is suffocating, they could evolve on the spot.
Some fish are quick. the Galapagos Islands, the birds, they're pretty quick at doing shit, yeah.
Well, fall off a boat and you start to drown, you can't expect your body to evolve then and there
quickly
to get
quick,
killed.
Evolve to breathe custard.
And I quickly make love to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And then my baby cannot breathe under custard.
The closest you're getting is that flying fish fly out of the sea and onto land.
Just fly
a lot
out
of beaching happens
just,
when sea life tries to evade the custard.
Flop onto custard.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, custard is, I guess, well, is it a thin custard or a thick custard?
I imagined a thick custard.
I imagined a bit more of a thin one.
Oh, okay.
Either way.
Because it has a skin.
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Here's the question, though.
Mm.
Sure, the world has ended.
Yeah.
But
has
human life ended?
Yeah.
Or in 20, 50, 60 years hence, are there some of us still kicking around in this custard wasteland?
Well, it depends because water supplies are cooked.
Yeah.
But not.
They're not decimated.
Depleted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are water supplies cooked?
Well, because
it's like fresh water. How do we get water?
Well, from evaporation. With the water cycle.
Tell me more.
No, but
if okay, I'm a big fucking moron, tell me more.
The water evaporates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Into the clouds, and then the clouds rain it. Mm-hmm. But because salt doesn't evaporate,
yeah, that's
water evaporates. So if it evaporates the sea, it gets rained down fresh.
Yeah.
It's just, I quickly Googled.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if there are no fish in the ocean?
Yeah.
The first sentence. Now I want
penguins get hungry.
So the first sentence doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
And I want you to know it just gets worse from there.
Okay. Sure.
A world without fish is a scary prospect.
That's not too bad.
Without them, life as we know it will not be possible.
Oh.
The ocean will no longer be able to perform many of its essential functions.
Well, I think there's other things.
Yeah. The ocean's not particularly
worried about the fish at this point.
People will starve as they lose one of their main food sources.
Mm.
I guess, fish is a...
A lot of people eat it.
Fillet of fish, gone.
I know. Yeah. McDonald's got to pivot. What are they going to do?
Like all the freshwater lakes.
Fillet
and
of fish
stuff.
Is caught now, I guess. Salmon, sorry.
Yeah.
How?
Freshwater fish.
Oh, the saltwater crocs are dead.
Yeah. But the freshwater crocs thriving.
Yeah, happy as a dog and shit.
So, but...
Nando's still good.
That's... Thank God.
Yeah, cheeky Nando's still in the menu.
Can you find out how much... I don't know what the right question would be, but like...
It's hard to Google that.
How much water's in custard?
Yeah, I will say, sorry, I'm just reading this. It says, if fishes appear, life as we know it will cease to exist. So I'm just trying to be like, apart from...
Well, that's what I mean. Would some of us survive?
Yeah.
Sucking the water out of custard.
It's because not water right now. It's about food. So it's basically you're losing.
What do you mean? We can eat the custard.
Oh, you can actually, but we're losing the oceans as a food source.
Yeah,
which would just that alone would cause widespread suffering and disaster.
The world has ended.
16% of the world's protein comes from fish.
Yeah.
And other marine.
The world has guaranteed ended.
But we can feed chickens custard, which means we could overbreed chickens.
Exactly. There's lots of land food we can eat. We can't grow crops anymore so much.
Percentage of water and custard is hard to say.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Also, I don't know why I expected someone to have an answer for that, because why would anyone need to know?
Okay.
I'm just wondering, I guess, how hydrating it would be, you know?
Have you ever...
No, well, you're not hydrating it. You're like basically like a
decustardified plant.
A desalt plant.
Yeah.
But you're doing
desalination?
Like
Is that what you mean?
But the thing is, guys, the systems have broken down. You got to rely on you now in this custard apocalypse.
Okay, what Jackson is asking is, can Jackson drink custard instead of water?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay.
You get full.
Zamet is maybe on the fence.
No,
because you'd want to boil the custard.
Would I?
To have the water there.
But I kind of just
Jackson just wants to literally stick his head in the ocean. No, which so what the answer you're trying to give him won't satisfy him anyway, because that's not the question he's asking.
Yes, no.
You will get sick and die eventually. Yeah.
Well, what's eventually?
2 weeks.
Ah.
That sucks.
Can I survive?
On other drinks, not water.
Yeah.
Custard instead
The trick,
water.
Though, is obviously that the custard will eventually begin to go off.
Well, custard's eggs.
Yeah. Mm. The world's going to smell like farts.
Welcome to fart world. Can you uncurdle custard? So... I guess curdling's going to be a future problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The world's going to be a stinky fart wasteland pretty quickly. And that's a crying shame.
Yeah. There isn't actually...
Yeah.
Because I don't think that water... Obviously, there is water in custard because there's liquids.
Yeah.
But, like, water isn't an ingredient.
Oh, really? I guess it's often milk that I think goes in custard.
It's milk with egg... Flour, cornstarch, or gelatin.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, milk it's you could drink.
It's a rich source of fiber.
They're still milking cows.
Well, how long? Wait, what?
What do you mean there's still milk? Yes.
I can get water, liquid there.
Hang on. Why do you think that all liquid's gone?
Well, I mean, fresh water. Here's what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
If the sea has gone, the freshwater supplies are instantly going to be sucked up by all of the multi-million dollar corporations, leaving me, the little guy, without much to drink. Unless I eat the custard, which apparently I can't. So I better secure me a fucking drinking cow. Okay.
But drinking just milk also. But then you got it.
What are you feeding the cow?
I'm feeding the cow. Thirsting the cow. What are you talking about? The cow eats the
lapping
custard.
Up custard. It's just, if
the cow laps up the rotten custard. I drink the rotten cow milk. My cycle continues. My existence perpetuates.
I think you got. So if you're just drinking the custard, the rotten custard, a week. Yeah. If you're drinking this, probably 10 days.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sure, I like listening to D&D is for Nerds, the podcast I am currently listening to, or not, and maybe you should check it out on Spotify or whatever, but I hate using my stupid ears when I could instead be using my fabulous eyes. Well, thank my lucky stars, those fucking maniacs went and wrote a book adapting their Atticus campaign, the one with the airship and unhinged gnome. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and click on the merchandise button. It was limited run and stocks are getting thin. So why get talked at when you could use your own inner dialogue and read an adventure? Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab your copy of the Atticus today.
Harder to drown in an ocean of custard?
I reckon easier. You wouldn't drown, you'd suffocate. Because you would inhale the custard into your lungs.
What? Okay, and now Jackson. Follow-up question. What's drowning?
I think there is a difference.
Yeah, there is. But what you just described is drowning.
I think you just get full of custard.
Jackson. Go into your lungs. Jackson. Filling liquid getting in your lungs is drowning.
Yeah.
Suffocation would just be, you know, air can't get into your lungs.
But I think like that would happen before, you know. I think you do. I think I've asked this question before. People told me it's suffocating, not drowning. It's a solid.
It's a liquid.
Yeah, but it's kind of a goo.
What are you talking about? It's a liquid.
How thick is the custard?
Waves?
Jackson, it's a liquid. What do you. Do you know what a solid and a liquid is?
Yeah, but what's a, like a cream?
What is a cream?
A liquid.
No, it's heavy cream.
Yeah,
heavy
cream. That's what I mean. Like a custard isn't
like a flan.
Yeah, like a flan or like a pudding. You know what I mean? A mousse. What's a mousse?
A mousse is a solid.
Yeah. So custard kind of falls in between the two.
No, because mousse is like an aerated liquid.
One of the definitions of a liquid is that it, if it fills the container that it is in.
Yeah.
So technically,
which custard does.
A lot of rice could be considered by that definition a liquid.
Or sand.
Or sand. Or if we shrunk houses down to they were minuscule, you could drink them like a soup.
They are in many ways
a liquid. But that's just an example. That's not actually a definition because the definition is the way that the atoms behave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like if they're really spread apart, that's a gas, and if they're close together, it's a liquid, and if they're tight, it's a solid.
Yeah. So it's probably a liquid, but it's not a liquid like water. You know what I mean?
It's a thicker liquid. Than water,
exactly.
But those exist.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that your drowning would be different.
No, that's not what you're saying. What you're saying is you wouldn't drown, you'd suffocate, and then you described drowning to us.
Yeah.
You'd drown in custard, yes.
Yeah. Would you drown or suffocate?
In custard.
Yeah.
It's good to know that these questions aren't currently answered on Google, but this podcast is going to come out.
Mine's a pool full of Jello. Not what I asked.
Well, jelly's kind of the same.
No, it's not. Jelly's a solid.
Yeah. I think because you're inhaling.
If the thing is going into your lungs,
yeah,
that's drowning.
But it'd fill your mouth first and you wouldn't be able to breathe.
You'd swallow.
Yeah, but there's so much custard.
Yeah, but you'd hopefully want to swim up, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you can move through it. I don't think you can swim like with water because the pressure's different when your hands go down.
How thick is this custard we thinking?
Well, another question is, say you're in like the middle of the ocean and you step off a boat, you just fall.
Well,
like,
if you're
like water has like a pressure that you hit.
Well, if you're falling, but why is the boat then not?
Oh no.
And it's 1:05 a.m. and the boat is like whoop.
If it's kind of like more of a flan consistency, right?
Yeah.
So it's a bit more of a like a little like solidy.
Mm.
Then all the ocean boats and like random gulls that are just sitting on the ocean water, and as soon as it instantaneously, magically, turns into custard, everything will then just whoomp.
Yeah.
The bird, they'll get the custard in their wings. Yeah, they're dressed. They're suffocating.
But does custard work like, is custard non-Newtonian?
Say more words.
You know what I mean? Like, is custard one of those things that if you put pressure on it, it becomes more solid? And if you go slowly through it, it's more liquid?
Let me think. I'm trying to think of all the times I have poked a flan.
Oh, my God.
What?
Many salt solutions and molten polymers are non-Newtonian fluids, as many are commonly found in substances such as, and the first example is custard.
Hey!
So
that means the boat will sink.
Means the boat.
Yeah. If the boat fell quickly and had just hit the custard, it wouldn't. But that also means that if you kept running, you could run across the custard sea.
So what about a boat that was like going like at speed? Like a moving boat.
I don't know, because the way it works is that like pressure on it, like quick pressure on it makes it into a solid, but slow pressure on it makes it into a liquid. That's how a non-Newtonian substance works.
So if I have a boat that's just sitting there,
you probably
resting,
would like bounce over the top of the custard.
Yeah, so if I have a boat that's sitting there, it would fall through.
It will slowly sink, yeah.
But if I was like turn the engines on,
whip
up that custard.
It would whip the custard and then you would probably, you'd sink. You'd start to sink.
No, because...
Yeah.
No, I think what you're saying is
you churn that
custard. Because I think the non-Newtonian liquid explanation you're saying is right.
Yeah.
But I think you're thinking about applying it the opposite way, because I think that it means that the boat would, because like, the pressure gets more like the viscosity lowers when you churn it up through stress, which means that it gets closer to water.
True.
Which
actually,
means
the moment you turn the boat on,
so the boat would. No, because like, I mean, a boat is made to float on the ocean, so it's going from a solid to a liquid, so it doesn't matter.
But also, I'm going to say,
it's not like it's going to a gas. If it went to a gas, it'd be fucked.
Yeah, because like, the a boat is heavy.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of pressure going down.
Which means it would return but to closer to...
Because when you
see
people...
This is going to be an episode where people legitimately are like, yeah, there's going to be some like physicists
and they're yelling at us and we're sorry.
They're like, from the beginning, I was mad they weren't talking about Batman. Now we're here. Because when you
see
people...
This is the first... Yeah. No, not the first episode. But like, this is one of those times where if I get a suspicious package in the mail, it says Joel Dusha, please open next to Plumbing the Death Star. I'm like, this is a mail bomb. I'll be like, yeah, I probably will open
it. It's a classic mail bomb episode. Yeah. No, because when you see people... Running across, people do it on TikTok all the time. Hype houses do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
They fill the pool with whatever it is, GAC, whatever the non-Newtonian liquid is, and then they run across it. But if they stop their running and just stand, they sink. Well,
because they are not like, they are less heavy than a giant. I'm thinking of a giant cruise ship or a warship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as long as it's moving, it'll be okay.
But like the pressure that it's like, so because
it might be going fast enough.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, say it's just not moving, say it's moored.
Yeah,
it would go down.
But is there no pressure because it is a heavy object?
No, it's not about heaviness.
It's not about weight.
It's about impact. Yeah.
No, it's about stress, which is weight.
Well, yeah.
Okay. By impact, I meant stress, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, so but even the weight is that. Because the boat's sitting on...
It's pushing it down,
that's
right?
That's a stress.
Because there is so much weight.
We are in such dangerous waters here.
The force of the weight going down being pulled by gravity.
None of us.
Wait. The force of gravity pulling the custard down.
Yeah.
And then the moon?
Why would you involve the moon? Why would you involve the moon?
Because moon does tides. Things I know about waves. Moon controls.
That in the 50s, America should have launched the nuke at the moon.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't need to worry about it.
Hey, so, you know what's fucked up? Imagine you're a whale at 105 underwater. It becomes custard, a non-Newtonian liquid. You can't move forward anymore.
You die.
You fucking die in the
blowhole full of custard.
Yeah.
Dead.
You die.
Yeah. So,
imagine being a crab. You don't know what the fuck's going on. You're moving sideways and all of a sudden you're not moving.
So you have a lot of custard in the ocean.
Yeah.
Or the ocean is custard. But because custard weighs more than... Does it weigh more than... Would it weigh
Of course
more
it weighs
than,
more than water.
Would it? Or is it lighter?
Why would it be lighter?
Because it's like it's aerated. You got to aerate the custard to make it fluffy, like how you would aerate a flan. Like a flan or like...
I think we're thinking of different custard,
because I'm thinking of like Yogo. Okay. Cause that's
I'm thinking like an aerated...
Yogo would be aerated too.
Yeah, no, I know, but like...
So
this is, you know what this is? This is another freak show episode. Where it's like, roll up one and all. Come see the three dumbest men in the world.
This is Q-Birth all over again.
Attempt to try and fucking figure out custody.
So if it's aerated, would it then the ocean levels rise?
No, but
because water is H2O, so there's O in it.
But,
so how much O is in custard?
But custard also...
Because custard, if it's like that kind of like a bit thicker custard, they'll have like air pockets.
Yeah.
Which would mean if there's a lot of that over the ocean, it would rise. Right?
I think it would, but then it would sink again, right? Because doesn't that happen to custard as well?
And if there's a lot of weight of custard on top, it'll just kind of like, sink down. So it might go lower. And then if you're involving gravity, right, at this kind of scale, it would be pulling it towards the center of the earth, yeah? Like the force of down, and the diagram is a down, and you write N?
Would
Newton...
Would you make custard tidal waves if it went down?
Oh, no.
As the custard got displaced?
Yeah.
What's the oh, no? Also, before I made a legitimate dumb guy, not as a joke, just it was forced out of me by this conversation. A literal duh came out of my mouth. That's where we've arrived at. I'm doing legitimate, non-ironic, dumb guy. Where are we?
So, because I'm just imagining, because it's sort of it's
custard
sort of
is slightly heavier than water.
So it would be. So it would go. It would weigh. Does that mean gravity would have more?
John
than
Tickle,
a...
and this is where the oh no came from.
Yeah,
familiar with the television show Brainiac?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon I know where you got the non-Newtonian liquid from, because they ran across a pool of custard. John Tickle from Brainiac ran across a pool of custard. Although, happy to announce, Brainiac, not actually good scientists.
No, fake as hell. Yeah.
Because the way they do any of their tests, variables are out the fucking window.
They're just in it for entertainment. But I think I've seen people do it with custard in other places. I think I saw Mythbusters maybe do it with the ones.
Mm.
That might be where it's from. But yes, I think the custard, it doesn't matter because in like a week the custard is rotting and the whole world like, smells like farts.
Okay? I hate fart earth.
Yeah, I can't be thinking about custard C. I'm more concerned about fart earth.
Yeah.
What does that much rot smell in the air do?
Well, would you be like... shocked to know that no results found for what if ocean turned to custard?
There'll be one. There'll be one soon.
So... yeah, I'm trying because there's definitely like, the end result is death, but I'm just trying to work out like the stages.
Well,
because the initial thing is we're losing food source or gaining custard source.
Yeah, but I got something just before you even go water. Down that. Mm. Here's something fucked up. Rotten eggs, they produce not like a gas, but like a smell.
They produce methane, I think.
Yeah, a terrible smell. Terrible smell is usually a gas, which means that if it's the entire ocean,
Just up global warming?
There's a big chance if someone lights a cigarette, it's not global warming anymore. We go from blood on fire.
105, it hasn't rotten just
it's
yet.
It's got to rot. It probably.
I'm a detective.
Yeah.
It's been a week. I go down to the ocean. I hook up my pants. I do a crouch. Yeah. I'm like, looking at this, like, I don't know what's going on.
I grab my cigarette.
I light it. I just blew up Earth.
But also, it won't rot everywhere because the custard around the Antarctica and the Arctic will freeze.
Yeah.
Wait.
The equator will be bad.
The equator will be the stinkiest part of Earth.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, okay. So hydrogen sulfide is the thing that eggs give off.
Yeah.
But it's made worse through gut digestion, but it would happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's commonly known as sewer gas, stink, damp, and manure gas, whatever. But at high concentration levels, it has a sickeningly sweet odor.
Oh,
maybe
sweeter.
That's good.
Fart earth, sweeter. Oh, it got good.
I think the moment it goes to sweet earth, I'm like, I've breathed in too much.
We're like, maybe it's turning around.
I got another thing for you to Google, okay? Mm. What's the freezing point of custard versus the freezing point of water?
Okay, so Jackson, you know one of those already.
Yeah, okay, what's the freezing point of custard then? Because
Jackson, what's the freezing point of water, just real quick?
Zero?
What's the boiling point of water?
180?
You are wrong with one of those. Would you like to take another guess?
One higher or lower?
Which one do you think's wrong?
I think I'm right about the freezing point.
Yeah, and you think the boiling point of water is 180 degrees Celsius, is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah, so you're off. I can't tell if this is a bit. I can't tell.
This was a man who didn't know how long someone was pregnant for.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Really? Is this a bit?
You gotta tell us.
Do you really not know the boiling point of water? Jackson. Jackson, you're 30. You've lived out of home for years.
I can boil water.
Yeah, but what's the boiling point of water?
I can't recall.
In his defense, when will he need to know this?
Yeah.
Apart from this one, like it's only happened once, which is now.
You are a barista.
Yeah.
That is literally one of the only jobs I can think of where you'd need
to... He wasn't a good barista.
No, I sucked.
See why.
Yeah.
The boiling point of water is 100 degrees.
Oh, wow. Mm. There you go.
It's all Celsius.
I thought you were about
to
say, this is all Celsius. Fahrenheit's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough.
32 is the freezing point of water in Fahrenheit.
The boiling point of custard.
Okay.
Is 80.
Oh, that's...
To 84. So... I mean, we're not getting that in the oceans, but that's something to know.
Mm.
Could you find the freezing point of it?
Between 16 and 20 Fahrenheit, which is colder than freezing point of water, but that also is making frozen custard.
So what's that, 16 degrees Fahrenheit, was it?
16 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
I'm just wondering if around the Arctic...
So that's -8 Celsius.
Okay. So
remember those.
So -6 Celsius.
I can remember those instead of 0 and 100. Think of -6 and 80.
Yeah, perfect.
So
that's Celsius. Freezing point of custard.
The freezing point of custard.
Those are more important. That'll become more relevant to me.
-6. So yeah, it's not gonna be frozen as much as water.
It's gonna be slushy, disgusting custard in the Arctic.
Yeah, but is the ice caps turning to custard too? That's water.
Yeah, probably. Probably getting, and then they're probably melting because Because there's like, well, one, there's the custard methane in the air.
And two, it's a custard freezes
a lower freezing point. So, yeah, very quickly the world went bad. Yeah. Within about a week, I think.
I think we die, I reckon.
Humanity's done after a month.
Yeah.
Nah, earlier.
No. We'd struggle on for there's like a
wars.
Month.
There's wars. Yeah, there's wars immediately. I mean, bombs drop.
Yeah,
bombs getting dropped quick.
The Great Lakes probably in Canada and North America are where everybody clusters because I think those are the...
There's a massacre there. Yeah. That's the Great Lake is filled with blood.
Yeah, some guy named Meat Chungus takes over them or whatever.
I'm getting in the Prime Minister of Australia's ear and being like, I think we should bomb Niagara Falls because I think that will send a message that we don't respect water and then they'll respect us.
Australia, our lake sitch.
It's grim. Yeah, comparatively, it's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, we're famous for our droughts.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of animals are dead.
Well, that's why I'm sucking the cow titty.
I understand you're sucking the cow titty. Yarra is...
Well, the Yarra is water, but it's water that goes into custard.
And I don't want to drink it.
No. Yeah.
Lots of bad things in that.
It's not a bore water, so we get a lot of like water in sort of like underground water in Australia. Maybe we seek that out more. Tastes like shit, but tastes better than rotten custard. So
we could boil sewage.
Y'all
do fucking shit sandwiches.
Hey, at least I'm living. It ain't a living, but I'm living.
Very quickly, unless there is a quiet resignation of all humanity. Oh,
go up the mountains.
Yeah.
We're done.
What's up there for you?
Water.
Oh, yeah, and like mountain lakes and stuff.
Mountain lakes and waterfalls and shit.
Yeah. That's true.
But for how long?
Yeah. Until I drink it all.
Yeah.
it'll flow.
Fingers crossed, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
Although now it's custard earth. I'm happy for it to be 30 to 40.
Because it's going into custard and then it's, you know, the water cycle that Jackson was explaining to me before that I forgot about.
Well, the custard. Well, we never figured out what would happen when the custard evaporated. And
well, I don't know if the custard would evaporate if it would dry out.
It would dry.
Yeah, it would dry out. Which is
kind stinky. Of like evaporating.
Would that send whatever liquid was in the custard?
Yes.
Into the air again.
Yes.
To then rain down on us as regular freshwater rain because water is lighter than custard.
So the clouds would. We wouldn't get custard clouds. We would still get water clouds. But the thing is, the custard would have a limited amount of water in it.
How
much water is in an egg?
You leave a lot, like a jug of custard in the fridge for too long.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to evaporate in the fridge.
I know. Yeah. I'm saying, or like say like a Big M or a Dare.
Yeah.
In like a and
both brands. It's good. Got to cover them both.
Yeah. Well, imagine it. I'm just imagining a clear. Because like a Big M is a carton. Well, they have them in the clear.
Yeah. Go on.
After a while, it separates.
It does.
So you have like the water at the top and the fat down the bottom.
Yeah.
So wouldn't after a while something similar?
Yeah.
So then the ocean would just have a instead of sand at the bottom, a dirty layer of custard.
Yeah.
Fat, gross, stinky custard.
Let me propose you something else. Imagine you have a fish.
Yep.
Let's say a little sardine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have a little tub of custard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just leave the sardine and the custard dead for a week. And the sardine rots, which is what's happening to all the ocean life in the custard.
Yeah.
Is that going to make...
The custard taste like sardine?
Yes.
Like I was
and also be kind of trapped, and then the moment any custard moves, the rottingness of the...
Yeah, the gas is coming out.
There is one thing. We might be able to come to a conclusion come together and figure out how long humanity has left on custard earth. But we can agree it's going to stink like shit.
Yeah, it's going to smell fucking awful. It's going to smell fucking awful.
People will be shitting their pants just to get a whiff of a better smell.
Wait, how long can you last without water? Like 3 days?
3 days, yeah. And well, it's actually 3 days to like a week, but yeah.
Okay.
But it's not good.
Isn't it like three?
Here's what happens.
It's like 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 weeks or something. Yeah,
but that's
right?
Like a rough guy. Yeah. So, because here's what happens when you don't have water for very long. Your body is like, where else in the body can I get water? Yeah. And so, you know, in all of your joints, you have tiny pockets of liquid. It takes the water from there and from your eyeballs and from your tongue. And so you become stiff and puffy. And that is what will happen to everyone on.
What about your nutsack? There's liquid in there. Does your cum become water?
I just think you probably couldn't cum.
Well, yeah, because you need to be hydrated.
Yeah.
You ever come when you're dehydrated? It sucks shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why are you coming and also dehydrated? Boys, clearly, have a drink.
I needed to come and had a drink that day.
But clearly, I had my priorities sorted.
I should answer that. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Come on, Joel Zammit. Think with your fucking head for once.
Yeah, so I think we die and it would suck. It's what would happen.
Yeah.
It would be a bad death for humanity.
I'm just thinking, because, like, all right, so like you have this 3 day or like to a week, and I'm like, well, that's if you have no water, but there's still some water. So there's like bottled water, there's like places that have.
Well, okay, so think.
There's basically like, it'd be a quick, mad scramble, a lot of violence, a lot of death, a lot of wars. There'd be some pockets of humanity, and if humanity managed to wipe out enough of humanity.
I'm going to hit my neighbor with an axe.
I'm going to go crazy on all my neighbors with a bat.
You could have
get
pockets.
Get their water. Yeah. Drink their blood. That's water.
Yeah.
Oh, you know about the joint water, so.
Yeah. Let me drink your joint water. Doctor, I'm trying to get it from, he's like, you know, that's not water. It's just liquid in your body.
I'm going
to
drink your joint
water. Oh, it tastes like shit.
I'm sucking your marrow.
It tastes like shit. There's not much of it. It's barely a cup.
I did. If humanity managed to kill enough humanity, depending how they did that, because if they say dropped a bunch of nukes, then you got that problem as well. But if enough people died, some humanity could live for a bit.
Yeah, around the lakes before the lakes themselves evaporated.
Yeah, and it depends if, like, with the evaporation and all that kind of stuff. But it's not a good life.
No, it's terrible. Yeah. So let's hope, because, I mean, like, also on top of it all, it's so random and unpreventable.
1:05 a.m., a time we'll never forget.
We'll be like, the final indignity for humanity is someone custard at our sea.
Yeah. So if the oceans had a skin like a custard, not terrible. If it was all custard,
very terrible.
Yeah.
I think if it's like a thin layer, you'd be like, yeah, we just kind of noticed it when we went in. We're like, and then it went away for a bit.
You got two options with both ways we answered the question. A kind of interesting thing you read on Twitter and think about for 10 minutes, so the ultimate destruction of mankind and the Earth.
And there you have it. That's our 9:30 news report on Custard Sea. What would happen and how quick we'd die.
Welcome to this week's episode of Brainiac, where we answer the very important questions. What would happen if the Earth, oceans...
That's not, he was like a guy I used to know. I don't know if you know. He died quite a while ago. Some people say it was good.
Yeah.
It was good, he got shot in the guts. Anyway, sorry. Just took me to...
Yeah, not enough. Yeah.
So yeah, that's how we...
Lucio, I've been shot in the guts. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
It's haunted by my good friend guy I used to know.
That's what would have happened if we had an ocean that was custard.
And on that note, I've been Joe.
And I've been Jackson.
And I've been Earl.
And you're probably asking, what the fuck was that? And fair enough. Thank you for the question, the Macaroni Prince. Yeah. Bet you probably weren't expecting it to answer it, and neither were we, to be honest. But here we are. And the world is a worse place, but at least now when you Google what happens if the sea is cursed, you get one result.
This
and
it'll be episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
Plumbing the Death Star, a pop culture podcast where we ask important questions like this shit.
Yeah. Do you want more of this bullshit but don't want the commitment of Sans Pants Plus? I get it. Too many shows, a good chunk of them are D&D, and I don't know if you know this, but that shit is for nerds, and RSS feeds are confusing as all hell. So we've teamed up with Acast to provide a plumbing sampler. For $5 a month, you get a monthly bonus episode not available on the regular feed, as well as our monthly What If show that was, until now, only available to Sans Pants Kings. That's 2 extra episodes a month, an increase of 50% more bullshit. You also get episodes without any dynamic ad insertions and the undying gratitude of one of the hosts of your choice. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar, or there's a link in the show notes which will be a lot easier to navigate. Once again, that URL I just said.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.